With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The political drama over funding the federal government is now in the U.S. Senate.
A continuing resolution has passed in the House, but
Republicans do not have the votes in the Senate to invoke cloture on the House CR.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and others in the party say the bill had no input from Democrats. Texas Republican John Cornyn says Democrats talk a good game.
So I find it interesting that so many of them in the House cast a vote that would put thousands, even hundreds of thousands of federal workers out of work, which is what results when the government shuts down.
The shutdown deadline is midnight tomorrow. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Republican senator is blowing the whistle on what he calls the censorship industrial complex. Bob Agnew has more.
Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt says over the past 10 years, Democrats built what he calls an unholy alliance of censorship groups, one that is still embedded deeply and broadly in a network of government agencies and NGOs. He describes it on X as, quote, a shadowy network of NGOs, tech groups, and governments working to censor the left's enemies, not just in America, but across the West. Schmidt is calling on GOP colleagues to expose and dismantle the system over the next 4 years. Bob Agnew reporting.
Washington school superintendents telling districts to follow state law instead of the president's executive order banning males and women's sports. Chris Rakedale says Washington's law has been in place for 18 years and claims the president's executive order is not law. Has been stopped in court till there's a trial. The Meade School District asked the federal government for clarification on whether they should follow state or federal law. They're concerned about losing federal funding. This is SRN News. The Navy is out of the abortion business.
Female sailors and Marines will no longer be given leave or travel expenses to help them terminate a pregnancy. The Navy is getting in line with new pro-life directives from President Trump. While dropping support for abortion, the service will help women seeking in vitro fertilization and other fertility treatments. Mr. Trump vowed to get the federal government out of the abortion business when he was campaigning, and now he's doing so. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Helsinki has held the first service in Finland created mostly by artificial intelligence. The congregation watched a dialogue between Christ and Satan play out on a large screen in the sanctuary. Also addressing the congregation during the evening service were avatars of the church's pastors and a former president of Finland who died in 1986. The widely advertised experimental service drew over 120 people. This is SRN News. U.S. inflation shows another sign of tapering off.
The Labor Department reports its producer price index was unchanged from January after rising 0.6% the month before. Compared to a year earlier, producer prices, which track inflation before it reaches consumers, were up 3.2%, but that figure is actually down 0.5% year over year. Separately, the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell by 2,000 to 220,000 for the week ending March 8th, 6,000 fewer than analysts forecasted. George Williams reporting.
Egg prices have also dropped. A California board is allocating just over $2 million to support illegal immigrants in response to more strict immigration policies. The decision follows an earlier allocation of over $1 million in February to the Alameda County Public Defender's Office Immigration Unit. They provide legal aid to keep illegals in the country. More details at SRNnews.com.